This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
Theo made a friend at the park yesterday, and it was a 3-year-old boy, and he's like, "Where's your bike?" And Angie's like, "Oh, he doesn't have a bike yet." And the kid was like, "He doesn't have a bike?" Like, how do you live?
Leo's like, "Yeah, Mom, I don't have a bike."
What's wrong with you? We were getting our kids bikes at that age. And if you recall, I had to put a gun to their head and take them to a class when, like, Noah was already like a teenager.
Yeah.
To get him to learn to ride a bike. They had no interest in learning to ride a bike.
Really?
Yeah.
That was independence to me. I couldn't wait till
Oh, my God. I think I was riding a bike at like 3.
Yeah.
Wow.
For real.
Get the hell out of the house.
I will never forget when I was learning how to ride a bike and I, you know, my dad was holding on to the back or whatever. And then he let go and I was riding alone. And I like looked back and realized he was gone and panicked and fell. And I was pissed at him. It's like, "You lied. You deceived me. You let me down. I scraped my knee." And he's like, "This is how you learn." I was like, "No, I don't trust you now." Like, I was so mad.
Trust issues from there on in.
I'm going to say this. So that's the way I try to teach Noah and Mia. And they did the same thing. Like, they couldn't learn it. There's a class that you take at REI. Nobody touches them on the bike. And within, it's like a 4-hour course, within about 20 minutes, they're already riding.
Wow.
There's an REI right behind my house, and they like shut down the parking lot, and it's fascinating to watch.
I think I did it at that REI.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's because the first thing you do is you take the pedals off, and they just do the Strider bike thing, so they're balancing on the bike. If you get used to somebody holding you up, then you have to overcome them being there. You hold yourself up, and slowly but surely you like launch your feet, and like they start, like they draw 2 lines on there, and it's like, "Now hold your feet for this long." And before you know it, they're like striding with their feet off, and then all they do is put pedals on and you're riding. It's like, seriously, it was 20 minutes later and you're like, they know how to ride a bike. They just kept them there for a couple hours to teach them how to turn corners.
After my parents got tired of coming out and holding the bike for me to get up there and ride, I would lean it against their car, climb up onto the bike myself. That'll learn you.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. But I didn't need them anymore then. Yeah.
Yeah, but you, like, you're such a weirdo about your
It'll
car.
It'll buff out, Dad. It's all good.
That is so strange.
We want you me riding a bike?
Yeah. Or? It's time for you to get your kid a Strider.
What's this? I don't know that I know what a Strider
is. It's basically just a bike with no pedal.
Mm-hmm. A little
tricycle, though, gets him used to having the balance.
He's not even 2.
Trust me, he can do it. I'm telling you right now, he can do it. I know I'm going to get hate texts, but I like, I think it's just the seat and the 2 wheels and the frame, but there's not even a place for pedals. So you're just like scooting along and he'll get used, or you just walk with the wheels in between.
I know what you're talking about now. There were neighbor kids who they would fly on those things. But it took me like weeks before I realized there were no pedals.
Yeah.
The way how fast they were going on them.
And then as soon as they know how to ride that and like they get going and they lift their feet up, they're totally ready to ride a bike.
Internet, just get an electric bike. Then it's just easy.
Those are dangerous. Faster. No.
I'm dead serious. I'm all for technology. You can add technology to anything and it makes it better. That's the dumbest thing that's ever been invented.
Which part?
The electric, like, do you know, Simon Cowell almost died. One of our salespeople's husband, same, like, hospitalized for weeks. You don't, like, you're not meant to go 40 miles an hour on a bike.
Mm-mm.
It's, I mean, on a motorcycle, sure.
Yeah.
But like, and you don't get it because you just, you didn't get there naturally. Because I've ridden, when I'm riding fast, I get to about 20 to 25 miles an hour.
That's booking.
That's booking. But you got there with your legs and you're like, I know what's happening and you feel everything. If you didn't get there with effort, you don't respect it.
Oh, that's the part that's bugging you, is that I can go just as fast as you.
No, I'm just saying.
With zero effort.
I have a respect for how I got there, and I know how fast I'm going. They just all of a sudden are going that fast, and it doesn't make sense to them. They don't get how fast they're going. So when they fall off, it is a dumpster fire. It's, ugh.
And those bikes are pretty expensive, aren't they, the electric ones?
They've come way down. I think you can even get certain ones at, like, Walmart. Like, if you're going to get a Cannondale one or whatever, it's going to be $3,000. But
yeah, they know they're dangerous, so they're giving them away for free now.
I almost want to see you on one. You won't even ride a motorcycle anymore. You're not going to ride an e-bike.
You're right. So those are the bikes that are parked in different areas around the city that you just pay a credit card in?
No, those are just regular bikes.
Oh, can I be, are they faster than you on your bike? I want to race you on one of those bikes.
I would take on, what is this, Casey in the, what is the guy who took on the railroad thing? What was that?
Oh, that was John Henry and.
There it is.
Yeah, and the steam.
I would do that. Yeah. Okay. The steam, I will.
I'll be John Henry.
I'm John Henry. You're the. Shut up.
I wish I would have. Oh.
Can you even ride a bike?
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah. I wish I would have known about the REI class when I moved back to Colorado, because I hadn't ridden a bike in over a decade.
Oh.
And I got asked out on a date to go Denver Cruisers. Where you go to bars on bikes.
On a bike?
With a bunch of people. Yeah. Like, you get on a bike, it's a theme, you dress up. And so I was like, yes, I'm fun. Let's do it.
No.
And I tried to get one of those little cruiser bikes that you just, you know, get from the stands. They were all gone, all sold out.
Oh, boy.
So he was like, oh, you can borrow my roommate's bike, which was like, a tall man's yep. mountain bike with gears.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't hop on to it. Like, coming out of his garage, he had to literally give me a pushing start. And he was like, there you go. You got it. I was like, this is a bad idea.
Especially if you're going to drink.
I know.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was trying to be fun and cool. I was on a date. And I liked the guy a lot. So I was really trying to, like, be... I'm Colorado cool. I'm not from LA and haven't been on a bike in 12 years. All right.
End of the night, she's all scabby.
Yeah. So it ended very fast. So we bike to the first bar.
Oh my God.
And it's in the Highlands, and I'm barely making it, like, panicking. We get to a corner, and I turn the corner, and there were two ladies right there. So I swerved, ran into a light pole, and fell over. And I look up, and there's just a patio of restaurant people who watched me and all went, ooh, and gasped. And he was embarrassed, and he's like, she's new, everyone. She's new. And I had to have him walk the bike back home. I was like, I can't do this. Like, can we go get dinner somewhere? I'm like,
was that a first and last date?
It wasn't, but it didn't last long.
Oh.
I can't be with someone who can't ride a bike.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.